I would like to give a special eulogy. I don't even know when was the slap? Like 3 months ago?
It was in like January. It started off the year.
Hey dog, I'd like to give an 8 months late eulogy to Will Smith. I'd like to give my sincerest RIPs to this man's career. You know, I was just talking with my friend's parents, and like they was like, "Oh, yo, have you seen King Richard?" And I was like, "Who watched the movie, nigga? We watched Will Smith at the Oscars. Who watched the movie, dog? Like,
that's facts.
You know how crazy it is that like Will Smith had never won an Oscar before, and we ain't even talking about the Oscar. Like, it's kind of crazy because Will Smith done did everything. It's like if I told you Brad Pitt never won an Oscar, you'd be like, of course he won an Oscar.
Right.
You tell me Hitch didn't win an Oscar. Whatever. Like, you know? But shit, I guess he didn't. And I blame that on marriage. Absolutely blame it on marriage. I can't lie. I'm blaming that on marriage. And today, I'm blaming everything on marriage.
Right. Fuck getting married, baby.
I can't lie.
Windy streets.
In 2022, marriage is not the move. It is not the move. I can't get married for too many reasons. And you know what? Most of these reasons are me. I can't lie. I'll be a terrible husband. Don't marry me.
You know what, Trey? Let's play a game. I'm gonna play a female, and you're gonna be the man. I'm gonna be asking you some questions, man. I'll be asking you some questions. Mm-hmm. All right. Let me get started with this. So, you're saying you're not getting married, but like, what if you really, really loved the girl?
What do you mean? We gang. What do you mean? We gang, dog. hey, that's my dog. That's my dog. What are we? We gang. What do you mean?
But like, what if you want to have children?
And be I'm pure? Mad. As I've said multiple times on this podcast, I'm mad pro-choice. I'm mad pro-choice. Mad pro-choice. Like, you have no idea. You have no idea how pro-choice I am.
But like, what about the big wedding?
The what?
The wedding.
I'm cheap. What do you mean? Hey, bro. Hey, JJ. I got a question for you, right? Hear me out. Yo, you ever want a birthday party, but like it's not your birthday party, and also it's gonna cost you at least $25,000? Yo, now hear me out. How about we do that shit, but you way too grown to waste money? Like, I'm talking like in your 30s, right? Yeah. And then it's not even gonna be about you. And then even worse, you're doing it for someone else. Does that sound like a $25,000 minimum that you would want to spend?
Oh yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. Because
yo.
You're in love with that person.
I'm about to
because
I'm about to,
you're in love with that person.
Pull out my Kevin Sack. Look at his simp.
No,
dog.
No. You simp. Have to believe in love. Simping. You have to believe in love.
Simping. $25,000?
Do you know? Hey, anything for my baby girl.
Yo, if it's anywhere close to tuition, preach. I'm not paying it. That's crazy. Hey, bro, y'all want to get married to me, JJ, right there. I ain't getting married, dog. Yo, what? I'm sorry, bro. With inflation, a bouquet of roses is like minimum $26 plus tax. You're telling me I gotta have like laurels and shit? And then the white drapings and stuff. I'm gonna go broke. I can't lie. I can't afford to get married, baby. And when I do, when I will be able to afford to get married, I can't afford divorce. So I can't lose half of my things. I'm sorry, girl. I'm cheap. It's just not for me.
Oh yeah, by the way, everything I said was a joke.
Nah.
I'm not.
We heard you. You getting married? There's a girl out here listening to the podcast who gonna clip your words. look, and bring that back to you because you said you're getting married.
Look. That was all for entertainment purposes, ladies and gents. You hear this for entertainment purposes.
Guys, I was lying. So I would definitely get married. I was lying about everything except the pro-choice part. I'm mad pro-choice. But I would definitely get married.
Yeah, he's definitely not saying that for entertainment purposes. 100% not.
Bro, I'm not gonna lie. I'm not entertaining women this year. I'm not entertaining men either. But
Wow. There's something y'all know about boys and girls.
I'm not entertaining women this year, bro. Like, first off, I've had a busy summer. I've had too much BS this summer. Second of all,
which we'll get into in another episode.
Hey,
y'all gonna have to wait for that one.
The summer recap is coming, 100%.
Y'all gonna have to wait for that one. That one's gonna be absolutely crazy. So tune in, don't
wild.
Subscribe, bro. Subscribe, bro. Follow the podcast.
Every episode of this season is much, much wilder than last year because last year it was like, guys, be classy, but have a little bit of spice. And then this summer, it's like we dropped the entire Goya pouch into the stew. And then we were like, yo, we need to chill on the spices. And now we're talking about it. So honestly, like, y'all not ready for this shit. It's about to be crazy.
Like, both of us went the opposite direction and it's not looking good.
Did not go to opposite. But you grabbed my hand and led me to the toxicity. What do you mean? Look at it. Yo, y'all see the purple lights in the background? For our viewers on YouTube, I just need y'all to peep the purple lights and tell me if that sounds anything like a man who has healthy relationships.
Hey, look, bruh. Look, I'm gonna choose to not comment on my relationship status or my relationship statuses.
Damn.
Of the past.
Damn.
In this episode, unfortunately, y'all will not get that. Y'all gonna have to wait. Hey. Subscribe, follow the podcast, wait for the next episode, my nigga. Because I'm not going to lie, I'm in deep shit if I speak.
If I speak, I'm in big trouble.
Hey, bruh.
Hey, I prefer not to speak because if I speak, I'm in big trouble. Me personally, I'm sick of shit. Yo. And I'm staying like that for a long time. I'm focusing on myself. Honestly, I'm focusing on pumping out content. I just dropped in. Oh, shit. See, I just fucked it up because they know when we're recording this. I just dropped a YouTube video. Y'all better go watch it. Hey, enough with the plugs, though. I'm not going to lie. I lied. I would never get married.
Hey, me neither. Count me out, baby.
Hey, bro, I'm not going to lie. I would never get married. And let me tell you why. Here's the thing. If you want to get married, I get it. My only question is your argument worth $200 billion? Because Jeff Bezos and Bill Gates got divorced in the past 2 years. And they was like, I would rather leave the house, give half of my stuff, except the preferred shares that count as a vote, but give all my shares and then watch my ex-partner give it away to charity. Essentially giving away my life's work for free.
Right.
Than to be married to this person. And I ain't gonna lie, I don't even know what happened.
Oh yeah, don't forget, she fucked the teacher after.
I ain't gonna lie, that's an L on the guy though. I ain't gonna lie. If you're Jeff Bezos and your girl leaves you for a teacher, that means that nah, bro. You might have had money, but you were terrible at sex. You was probably cheap. Hey, let's not forget. When facts. He went to space, he went with his brother. He didn't even invite his wife.
Facts.
Yo, that's crazy, man. Yo, can you imagine
the baby, buy your own ticket.
Baby, you went to space without me? Oh, hell no.
No, it's okay. I know you wouldn't have liked it anyways.
Oh, yeah. Yo, I'm not gonna lie, the view is really over. Yeah, like, the pictures are much better. You know, there's just, like, plastic debris floating around the cabin. Yo, my brother kept giving me wedgies. Like, he would have hated it. Oh, it was like a college dorm. Nah, bro. Nah, bro. Because she said, like, hey, it- it's going to cost you about $70 billion plus the plane ticket.
Look, girl, it was definitely overrated. Don't even trip. Like, look, the view was crazy, but honestly, it looks better in pictures. Like, yo. I know you wouldn't have liked it, girl. Like, trust me. Like, I'm we're not better. Gonna lie. The I food. Know that it's an experience you can't, like, take back and go back to, but, like.
The food was terrible. The food was. Everything was, like, water. Like, it was space food. Who wants to eat space food?
Hey, like.
Baby.
Like, come on.
Baby, like, you were here in L.A. eating at Nobu. Like, honestly, who was on a vacation here?
Yeah.
Hey.
Don't worry, buddy. I love you, Sarah. Oops, wrong name. caught up. Hey. I was talking about some... No, I'm sorry, baby. Getting caught up in a lot.
Hey, I love you, Melinda. Mackenzie. Wrong billionaire, my bad. Nah, but I can't lie though. Real shit. We need to reach true equality. Cause ain't no way that the richest woman in the world is rich cause she's divorced. That shit is brazy. No, I'm not even saying this as a joke. Like, it's funny, but I'm serious though. How the fuck for like 6 months the richest woman in the world was literally just divorced from the richest man in the world, and that's just like y'all telling me, like, come on, like, we can't give LV to a woman. Like, dog, Louis Vuitton, why is it a man at there? As a man, why would you want to be the CEO of LV, of Louis Vuitton? That's crazy.
More you're selling on your dicks.
Like, you're a professional purse seller. That's
more women, bro.
More women. Nah, it needs to be a woman. I can't lie. Make Louis Vuitton... woman. That's bars.
I can't lie, he thinking ahead.
I'm be for real, dog. I'm not buying. You know what? I've decided to boycott Louis Vuitton until their CEO is a woman.
Look, I'm not gonna lie. If I have billionaire money, watch me buy Sephora. I think I'm ahead of the curve.
I go lie.
Niggas can't fuck with me now.
I go lie, that is extreme misogyny. Man said, hey yo. I see y'all don't own companies you buy into. Let me contribute to the issue. No, bro. Go buy. Like,
nah, but the thing is, the thing is, like, I'd buy it, but I'd still let like a woman run it because I don't know shit about makeup, right? So like, it wouldn't matter. I'm just gonna buy all your shares.
So basically, like, what you're telling me right now is that you're gonna buy a company. Take it away from women and then hire women to work.
I'm not taking it away. I'm just saying. That's support black businesses, guys.
Hey, bro. Hey, I ain't even gonna lie. I don't think Sephora gonna let a black person buy it. Hey.
They won't have a choice. You have a choice, bitch.
Let's be for real.
I'm buying your shit.
Hey, the only black person that got any sort of ownership in fashion right now, since Virgil dead, RIP, is Kanye. And I can't even lie.
They fucking with him right now.
The only reason Kanye's still there is because he's selling, bro. Hey, you seen him wilding out recently? I can't even lie. It's mad entertaining. And he's not even wrong, bro. Like, I saw a speech where he was like, if y'all don't give me the space to do my creativity here, I'm going to have to go somewhere else where they give me the space. And then he was like, guys, we sold out a bunch of Gap hoodies with no logo on it. Off of one commercial, and then we never aired the commercial again. That's crazy. And I was like, I can't even lie, he spit right now. It like
marketing god.
Hey bro, I'm not gonna lie, marketing god. Who heard a Gap? Who heard a Gap until the Yeezy takeover? Gap was
nobody was fucking with Gap no more. Gap was dead.
That's what I'm saying.
Gap is a children's brand to me.
Hey bro. Gap and Surimini, dog. Like, what's up? Geox.
Hey, I remember you couldn't be spotted wearing Gap at school, my nigga, because you was gonna get roasted, but hey, he was gonna hit you with the gay and proud. Remember that one? Hey, bro.
Oh my god. Hey, don't get me canceled. I don't associate with those. I don't know what he's talking about. I've always proudly worn Gap. Pause. I've always been a Gap kid. Pause. I love Gap. I adore Gap.
Hey, bro. Hey, I had a lot of I had a lot of Gap clothes, but man, that was the running joke in elementary, bro. I can't lie.
Hey, bro.
Even though it's not a joke anymore. It's not a joke anymore, guys. We support
Gap. Glesium.
Support everybody.
I love it. What do you mean?
Wait.
So, marriage, bro. Honestly, though, would you ever, like, if you met the perfect girl, right? Like, the entire...
That doesn't exist. First of all, your argument is flawed.
No, that's what it's my universe. So like, if I say it, there's a universe where the perfect girl exists, right? So like, you meet the perfect girl, everything's cool, and she's like, "Hey, would you ever get married to me? Would you what would you say?"
Honestly, I'm not going. Guys, don't do what I do, but I would definitely say yeah. Cause keyword, she said. Would you ever? Hey, look, you never say never. Now, the chances are 99.9%. Now, I'm just saying. I believe in the odds, baby.
Hey.
I believe in my odds. Now, like, the chances are you're not getting married. I'm that toxic where I would give you a ring. And I'm not going to finalize the shits.
Okay, what if she's like, let's get married? Like, she pressured. She you love me, marry me.
All right, what a prenup.
Oh, yeah, she's signing that. I said she was perfect.
No. Look. I hit her where's the prenup? And if I see any form of face she doing, if she not ready to sign it, if she didn't print it already, I don't want to hear it. Is she like, wait, what you mean a prenup? Why do we need a prenup? If I even have a conversation, girl, we breaking up, actually. Actually, we breaking up.
I ain't gonna lie. That just sounds like you don't want it. But hey, no, let's say she signs the prenup, right? She signs the prenup.
No. Let's say, no, but Trey, let's be real, bro. If the chick is out here arguing against the prenup, she don't want you. For real.
Nah. I feel like it depends what you put in front of her. Because, like, if you put a
prenup. What you mean? Are you that broke that you need my security?
Nah, it's not that, but it's more like my lawyer works to get what's best for me. So if my lawyer is good, he's going to put a prenup that's absolutely going to hoe her, right?
Right.
But personally, I don't want that. But I'm not going to lie, I'm not reading my prenup. I'm sending it to my lawyer and I'm going, like, get me the best deal here. I don't care. So then her lawyer going to be like, why does it say Trey's getting 80% of all future revenues? And I'm be like, baby, I didn't do it. My lawyer did. I'm like, baby, what do you mean? I just signed it. I didn't even read it. Like, yo, it's not my fault. But that's where I'm like, yo, obviously, maybe she gonna argue back. But that's just because of my lawyer. You know?
Bro.
It's not me. I would never put you in any sort of financial stress. But my lawyers, they got that dog in them. Hey, bro. That's why I'm like, I wouldn't break up with you for that. I would just be like, yo, may the best lawyers win. And it's obviously going to be mine. But hey, like honestly, I'll be cool. I'm not going to lie. I feel like I would be cool with like a prenup that splits it 50-50. As long as like, it's like a draft order and I get the first overall pick. So like we split 50-50, but like I get to select the house first. And then you can get the beach house and the cottage. And then I can keep the Ferrari. But then you can get the Cadillac or whatever, you know? Something like that.
I mean, that's fair. You know what I mean? That's fair, bro. I mean, no, that's fair. Honestly, yeah, I think, like, that's the thing, right? It's like...
But then again, I don't know why I'm being reasonable.
To me, it depends, right? Because that's the thing. I know for a fact I'm not getting married. Like, everybody telling me, yo, never say never. Right, you're right. I'm not going to say never. But 99.9% chance I'm not getting my shit. I'm not getting married, right?
I'm not going to lie. You're getting married before you turn 30. I'm calling you right now. No,
I'm not going to lie. That's highly disrespectful.
Hey, bro. I mean, no disrespect. I'm just saying, you're going to find a girl for you.
I can't lie. That's wild.
Nah, bro. Because, like, I really do believe that you would treat a
woman. I am 100%.
And I can't even
lie. I do.
I think that you yearn for love and you're going to find that love that you're looking for from a woman and you're going to be like, I want to make you happy. And 28's going to hit. And the prenup going to be nice. You and know then y'all going to get married and never even think about it because y'all not going to divorce.
You know what's crazy, bro? You know what's crazy?
And I know what? You're not going to cheat because black men don't cheat.
But that's the thing, right? Honestly, the funny thing is, it's like, yes, women are the reason why I don't want to get married because I'd be scared of y'all a lot of the time. And y'all lawyers.
I'm not going to lie. Pause.
But I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to lie. A lot of the part is myself. Like, I'm really accountable. Like, I'm putting myself accountable. Like, that's one thing that nobody going to talk about, and I'm going to be the first to talk about. I'm not getting married because I don't even trust myself. And it's not even about cheating.
Oh, okay.
It's not about cheating. It's just the fact that with how I've been recently, and then again, I could change my brain to us to develop and shit like that. It's just the fact that sometimes I'm not going to be sure on how shit goes because, like, I've been in some situations with girls and stuff, and it's like I tend to lose attraction with time once I get comfortable, and that shit has really been bad because like some of the girls have been good. It's just that, like, you know, I start to like, and then again, that won't apply to the perfect girl, but I never know because
I gotta say certain terms and conditions apply. Because right. In two of the situations that you're talking about that I know of, them girls are tweaking, bro.
It's not that. Like, it's more like
there was one that literally tried to slide on one of your boys while we was playing football, not knowing that you was right there. And I was like, and the boy got a girlfriend too. You remember? Okay, I'm gonna give you the nigga that does backflips. That's the best way I can describe it without saying his name.
Oh yeah. Well,
yeah, that was tweaking, bro. Like, I was like, hey.
No, yeah, that's highly tweaking, but like, to me, that shit don't mean shit to me. Like, her, it's not that deep. It's more like, no, I wouldn't even count her as there, cause to me, it was really like a one and done deal. It's like we went on a date, and it's like. I was like, I could live without going on a date with this chick again.
Yeah.
But like, there's been situations where, unless I'm constantly, it's constantly going to be like a relationship where I'm still going to chase that high, not that high, but yeah, like I want to say that high, I'm not going to feel comfortable with it. Like, I'm not going to be.
It doesn't get better than like the first time y'all hang out type shit.
I wouldn't say that. Like I feel like I'm just, my fucking mind is fucked up because of my early situations where I feel like I tend to like girls that make me chase, even if I'm confirmed cool. The deal is done. Like they still have me chase that extra shit. And once I get it, it's like, bet I got it from her. But then either it works or it doesn't. And then if it works and I'm like, I got what I wanted. And I'm not even talking about sex. Because to me, it's far from sex. It's far from a fucking sex discussion. It's just about the effort and the attention and shit like that. Because as a dude, you know, most of the time, you're going to be the one chasing and putting in the effort. You like, as a dude, you know, I like to apply pressure, bitch. I'm going to apply pressure. But as a girl, it's like I want to be in a position where I apply pressure, and then you gonna apply too, or even more, once you know how I am. Because I'm very confident in myself, and I know that I'm able to cheat a woman, right? It's just that, like, as a woman, can you see that? Like, can you see the effort I'm putting? Like, can you not take a nigga for granted?
Okay, like, you feel like someone doesn't, like, acknowledge the effort that you're putting in?
Well, that's the thing. There are some girls that have acknowledged it. I just, like I said, I kind of was like, eh. They're not the one for me. And honestly, that's fair. Like, that's not even judging. Like, that's fine. That's very fair. That's very fair. And
Did you tell them? Did you let them know?
That what? That I didn't like him?
That there wasn't the one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, then that'd
But
be cool.
nah, with the I don't know how to I have to find a nickname, bro. Shout out to my man's Rocky. They always be using nicknames with the we just blur the names out, but they have nicknames.
My nigga, I got great post-editing skills. You can just drop the name, honestly.
Nah, but I need to have a funny nickname for her because the people need to know.
Wait, give me a clue as to who it is, and I'll find one.
I can't even say her race.
Is it
That's
an
just gonna give it
active? Is
away.
it an active case?
Look, all I'm gonna say is, I'm gonna call her the Light Skin Reaper. Hey. She get called Light Skin
Hey
Reaper.
bro, hey bro, hey bro. What's the name of this thing? Yo, I'm calling her Giannis, bro. What do you mean? Yo, I'm calling this chick Giannis. What do you, this Giannis. Anyways. So yeah, what's up with Giannis? I ain't gonna lie, bro. I ain't gonna lie, bro. I need to declare myself. I am a failed Eskimo of the Giannis experiment. I tried. It did not work. Hey, live and learn. We
Hey,
hot.
bruh. Like we tried to see if she was going, you know what I mean? She was gonna go down, but she was quote unquote faithful.
Hey, I'm not even go. No. She,
She
no,
was
she.
faithful.
I'm not gonna. No, I'm not gonna lie. She cheated on her man, ad block. But it just wasn't with me.
Hey,
And
my
before,
nigga,
and before y'all
that's
ask, yeah, it was. And before y'all ask, like the timelines fit. Like I know, like we got insider information. I'm not gonna lie, Giannis. If you recognize yourself in this, that's tough. Cause what you gonna say? Cause he cheated on your mans. Yo,
Hey, bro.
my girl, you cheated on your mans with this man's cousin.
Really?
Oh, I ain't tell you, bro. I ain't gonna lie. Yo, my nigga, pulling that night. I'm gonna blur his name out. But
Really?
yo, you ain't seen him. You ain't seen him. Get her to the Uber and shit. Nigga, they might have left together, damn near.
Yo, I'm not gonna lie. If I'm Eskimos with my cousin, that's wild,
That's a
but it
wild
might
statement.
be.
No. I don't think he went all the way, but I know something happened.
Hey man, GG. But that look,
Hey,
Giannis.
Giannis moving mad, bro. Yeah. Giannis going Giannis.
Giannis got a, how's we call it, a certain type of fever, as we say. That's not going
Hey
away.
bro, hey bro. If you got dreads and you're light skinned and you're Greek, yeah. I'm sorry, bro. That is not your girl. Yo.
Hey, that nigga don't even have dreads.
That nigga don't even. He don't even have dread. As a non-dreaded guy,
That nigga has the he has the classic light skin afro. That nigga
I'm not gonna lie. If you have no dreads and you're wearing tracksuits in 2022, humble yourself. And I'm
Hey
saying this
bro.
as a guy that doesn't have dreads, but y'all would never catch me dead in a Nike tech fleece because I'm doing something with my life. But you, Nike tech fleece, light skin. No, let me stop hating.
I
Let me stop
look.
hating. But I got a
We're
quick. But
giving
for
away a
real
lot of information.
though. Hey, bro. Allow it, fam.
See,
Allow it.
that
My only question
that is.
is, now that you're like, okay, like it just, there's always that feeling of like, it never passes. Kind of like that initial feeling. And like they're just not the one for you. Do you think that we can find like do you think that love is still a thing nowadays? Because I can't lie, I don't see it. I be seeing y'all
Cause that
post your relationships on Instagram and I'm like, y'all are a Google search away from getting found out as cheaters, or y'all don't really fuck with each other, or y'all don't know why y'all like each other, or y'all are just not ready for a relationship and y'all want to throw yourselves into stuff left and right with people that y'all don't even really fuck with. And it's like, I don't know, bro. I've been seeing that and I got a real serious interesting theory about it. But I want to know if you like how you feel about it, if you think you're gonna find love, if you think that like If you think our generation even built for that, I'm not gonna lie. I know
that's
maybe
the thing,
one
right?
or two couples that are working.
That's the thing, right? Like, I'm not even going. I'm gonna keep it a buck. For me personally, I think it's possible for me to find love. Now, me finding love and me getting married is two different things. First of all, like, let me just clear out the book. Like, I think I will be able to find love. Am I getting married to that person? It's probably, like, most likely not. I don't feel like I'm comfortable getting married. No, like, 100%. But I'm just saying, like, because a lot of people are going to talk that shit. I'm not getting married. But can I find love? I might be able to. And when I say that, it's like, because, like, I'm not even going to start foreshadowing and shit. But the lifestyle that I intend to have, it's going to be hard for me to even keep a relationship like that. Like, and that's out of respect to her.
But that's the thing, though. Would you, like, because obviously in a relationship, you got to do sacrifices, right? Like, would you give up your lifestyle, or would you adjust it, or would you find someone that's cool and kind of fits with it? Because, like, let's say, like, you're...
Because to me, feelings go away, bro.
Yeah, but let's say you're balling out, you're traveling, right? Like, I don't know, you're fucking... Like, how Corday was. You're not going to find your Naomi Osaka? That, like, yeah, I found
hopefully
someone that fits
that. I mean, hopefully, but to me, it's more like, yo, like, if, like, that's the thing. To me, it would be at the time where I feel like I've done it all type shit. Like, not, like, in terms of dating and stuff like that, because we still young. To me, I'm still young. Like, I still got a lot of things to figure out with myself.
Dog,
and in terms of dating, hey, you know what I mean?
Mistakes,
like, I ain't even...
I make mistakes every day. And I remind you to justify.
Nah, like, I got a lot of things to figure out with myself and in terms of dating and all that. So it's like, I don't even know necessarily what I want. Like, yeah, I got a type. We all do got a type. But then again, that type could change. Like, my type right now might not necessarily be the same type I had last year. You know what I mean? So in terms of types and in terms of mentalities.
Like,
mentalities and all that. Like, it's different, bro. Like, you feel me? Like, it's really just the fact of, yo, like, am I going to be able to sacrifice? Yeah, at a certain point in my life, I'm going to be able to be like, nah, I'm done fucking random hoes. Like, I'm done dating around. I'm done doing that. I will be tired at one point. But then again, it's like, for me to be done and tired, it's like, yo, I need a chick that's going to be worth it. And it's like, at that age, my only question is like, are they going to be ready for what I put on the table? Are they going to be ready for... you know, what I'm giving up, and are they going to take it for granted, or are they going to put some effort back? Are they going to be on some wifey shit? Because I need my quote-unquote wifey, even though she's not getting married to me, but I need my wifey. Like, I need my ride or die. I need that. Am I going to find it? I hope so. I think I will. You know what I mean? It's just a matter of, are we getting married? To me, it's going to be no. And the thing is, it's like,
regardless of
for her to even convince me.
Because, like, marriage, that's a whole thing. I'm not going to lie. Marriage is dead.
It's a whole different top. Yeah.
I think it's dead. Right. Like, I really do think it's dead, at least in, like, North America. Because it's like, we're not living.
Hey, bro.
Like, we're not living
50% divorce rate is crazy, bro.
It's crazy. It's going up. And it's going up. And TBH, people about their money now. Like, I'm sorry. Back in the day, you can marry someone. But then if it didn't work out and you divorced, one of y'all could end up homeless. People not letting themselves get in that situation anymore. That is wild. I'm sorry. Right. Like, a woman's not going to be dependent on a man. Man's not going to be dependent on a woman. And, like, raising kids, like, you can raise kids into marriage. You can raise kids out of a marriage at this point. Like, that's about parenthood more than anything. Like, hey.
Right.
He's got plenty of baby mamas. But, yeah.
Right.
I'm going to be for real. And anyways. We grew up with T-Mom, bro. Like, let's be for real. Love is not a thing anymore. Like, I ain't gonna lie. I feel like 90s, they had so many rom-coms and stuff. And, like, people were growing up watching Breakfast at
Martin
Tiffany
and shit.
And Martin and Benny and June and stuff. Yeah. And I'm like, think about it. I'm like, yo, when's the last time you seen, like, a good movie about... being, like, they used to have rom-coms about being married and shit. They don't do that anymore. And it's like, I don't blame them either. Because, like, why would I?
Also, I will add one thing to what you're saying. I feel like, oh, like you said, them rom-coms or like, you know, them family comedies and shit, like, I'm not saying they're not present anymore. I don't know if it's just me, but like, you can notice that like a bunch of them comedies, them shits is always be portraying, they never be portraying a healthy family. Like, they think,
The
like,
old ones
they
or the new
say they
ones?
do. I feel like the new ones, they try to say it's healthy, but it's not. It's always on
Nah, but
some.
that's the thing. The new ones be crazy though.
But that's what I'm saying,
I
bro.
agree.
Like they be like, and I'm not saying, because like they still gonna be married. It's just that there's always gonna be some shit where, oh, the husband is this, that, or like, you know, the kids are on some BS, or like, oh, like, you know, it's always on some drama
I
shit where
mean,
it's like,
bro, yo,
yo,
it's like,
y'all showing that to kids, and it's like, you now y'all expect them.
what's the name of the series? This Is Us? Or some? Like, you know, that
I ain't even
was wild
watched
to
that, and that
happen.
shit is drama. Yeah, that's
Bro.
wild, my nigga.
Like,
That shit
oh,
was crazy.
we got five kids, three of them biracial, one's adopted. And like,
It's wild.
I'm gonna cheat on you six times, but we're family. This Is Us. Like, dog. And I'm
That
like,
shit was
yo,
wild.
what happened to Family Matters? Like, genuinely, when's it? I just want to see a comedy with a weird nigga like Steve Urkel, a family with two kids, and they just having fun. Like, damn near Family Matters was so good that I forgave the dad for being a police officer. I was like, I'm gonna let that slide because you cool. But still.
And even the classics are not even the classics are mad taught. Like a show like The Simpsons, my nigga, like nigga, that shit getting more and more toxic every single season. And it's like, nigga, like I know they were never the best family of all time, but like that's like it's like you grew up with somebody and it's like, yeah, like now it's like, oh yeah, Marge getting a divorce every season.
Wait,
Oh,
for real?
like
Okay, that's crazy.
nigga, there was a whole episode about how, well, there's been episodes where Homer got like cheated on her and shit like that, or like almost did, or some crazy shit. There was an episode where Marge got a divorce over some dumb shit. And no, there was one that she actually cheated on the nigga. Like, yo, I'm not gonna lie. Hey, I can say that I've watched the first. I'm not proud. I mean, I'm kind of proud of it because, you know, that was fun. But I binge watched till. Shit, that was in 2015, so that I watched all damn near all the seasons till then. That shit was terrible, but hey, you learned a lot, nigga.
Hey,
The
bro.
Simpsons got a crazy like the early seasons of The Simpsons are good, and then you get to season 15 and up, and that shit starts to get ass. But anyways, fuck The Simpsons. But you know, it just tells you shit like that. Where it's like, yo, your classic families, they be toxic too. Like you got. Like nothing's cool. Like yo, you got bro. You got motherfuckers. Like you said, bro. Teen Mom. It's like now. It's. Honestly, I do not want to get into the Teen Mom debate. I do not because I'm just
Hey,
gonna start shitting on our community, and I don't want to start doing that.
hey, bro, by
You
all
don't want me
means,
to.
how do you feel about teen moms, dog? Hey, let's get this going. Let's get this going.
Like.
Do you feel like love is possible in the post-teen mom era? Because I ain't gonna lie, they gotta be the Popeye's chicken sandwiches of relationships. Because
The
let's be
thing
for
is,
real, I used to see them baby daddies on teen mom, and these niggas look so sour for the cameras. They really, even if they stayed with the chick, they really look like they didn't want to be there. They was like, look,
facts.
bro, we're broke. We're living in a three and a half. Both our parents don't want to speak to us. And we out here raising a child. And then the craziest thing was when the salaries came out, and we was like, why are you living in a trap house if they paid you like 500K to be in the series? Like, my girl. You're leaving
Wow.
in Newark, New Jersey, where the rent is like 300 a month, and you
Figure
making 500K, and you out here
it out.
talking about you stressing for baby formula. Like, my girl,
Hey, good
my
TV. Good
girl,
TV. What can I say? It's good TV, my nigga.
nah, bruh, you be at the red carpet for the Emmys and shit. The sole reason we know you is because you was pregnant.
Honestly, that's wild. It's
And
facts though, but it's
you
wild,
be
man.
and the whole season you be out here struggling with bills and shit. Like, what? Did these niggas not pay you before the show?
They're like, look, if this season goes well, you're getting paid. If not, sorry, baby.
Hey, bro. Niggas was like, hey, so here's your contract. Here it says, if we don't get good ratings, you can apply for Social Security. Hey, we gonna pay you in food stamps and baby formula until you blow up. Nah, cause like, oh, man. Dude, there's like 25 goddamn seasons of you know, it's still going. It's just that nobody watches MTV anymore. But they still got T-Mom up in there.
Facts.
So hey, like, bro. Yo. Like, literally, trying to get a what check. Are you doing? Like, how many times do we have to hear the same story before we're like, all right, you know what? Let's stop giving money to this. Like, yo, I want to hear about teen... Nah, actually, I want... Yo, let's have Wine Moms, bro. Where the TV shows about... Not even Real Housewives. Like, I want to hear about, like, a family where, like, the dad goes to golf once in a year and he likes watching sports, but he don't play sports. And the mom got... And they both got a good job and they're raising kids and shit. And they
Housewives, Real Housewives.
Housewives under 100K. Book it. Book it. If you make more than 100K a year, you can't be in it. Just like,
yeah, I'm not gonna lie,
middle class housewives, bro.
I'm not gonna lie, you might have to mute this whole section, bro, because MTV gonna steal our idea.
Hey, bro, MTV, if we save you with that, you're welcome. Y'all need this. Like, nobody watches cable anymore, bro. Yo, put the damn Jersey Shore reruns on your website. What's up?
No, because honestly, Wine Wives would be a great show.
It would be fire.
Wine Wives.
It would be fire, absolutely. Hey, this name of the podcast episode, Wine Wives. That's what's up. But I can't lie, the show is only gonna have 4 seasons because I'm calling it that in the next 10 years. In 10 years, bro, marriage not even gonna exist. Cause think about it, right? First of all, black people ain't even getting married anymore. But we're always ahead of shit. But here's the thing.
Oh, I have a crazy, honestly. Nah, bro, because I'm starting to have ideas on the spot. But instead, make it like, how many stages of grief?
Yeah.
How many stages of that?
It's 5, right? Yeah, I think.
5 stages of grief?
I think so. Let me Google that shit. Yeah, what's up?
Or if not.
Keep going.
You separate each season by,
yo,
by the 7 sins, bro. Every season is a sin. And you see how every marriage goes through that sin. So you're going to have one of adultery. It's going to go crazy. All the wives that don't know about shit.
Hold on. Here's my question, though. So you get the couples, right? Is it going to be the same couples for all seasons? Or is it going to be different couples?
That's the thing, right? What are we going to do?
If you got to... Imagine you in the meeting, right? And you're like, yo, we think you guys would be a really interesting match for our new TV show. You know, we're counting on 7 seasons, so you guys are going to be paid handsomely. It's going to be on Amazon Prime and all that.
Yeah.
But season 3, you better start making your little lists because you need a cheat. Yo.
Nah, but that's the thing. What niggas fail to realize that most of reality TV is cap. So you know what? I have no problem capping, baby.
Hey, bro, look, I'm gonna make it hot. Yo, the neighbors gonna be like, "Damn, bro, why'd you cheat on Rob last year?" Like, yo, they gonna have to.
Hey, that's great content.
Season 4, gluttony or something. Yo, home. The dad's gonna gain like 20 pounds and then have to lose it by the end of the season.
That's the thing, right? What I would probably do is have like, I don't know how many episodes. We probably gonna do like 8 episodes per season. It's gonna be 8 different families, and they come back each season. So they have 1 episode for each season.
I ain't gonna lie. So we need a fat family. No cap. We need like a.
Of course, you need like a fat
really,
family.
Really fat one.
That's gonna be season. What it's gonna be like? Season 4 is gonna be their season because it's gluttony, bro. They gonna talk about weight loss and insecurities.
But hey, make everything sound so sad. Like honestly. Like, you gotta make it, like, funny by making it tragedy. Like, you know, they come in and then there's no more, like, cheese strings in the fridge. And it's like, Mom, I don't have any more snacks. And then the mom's gonna be like, just take the apple snacks, the squeezes. And then he's gonna be like, but I don't like squeezes. And then there's just going to be the thing like, you know, I don't drink squeezes anymore because a kid in my class said that it's disgusting. And then I got bullied because of it. And then you just put like the sad music, like, you know, like that reality TV, like, dun, dun, dun. And then it's just the mom that goes to talk to the teacher. And it's like a Karen moment. Yo, I ain't gonna lie. Screw MTV, nah. But we're selling it to TLC. TLC would
exactly what I was gonna say.
TLC would eat TLC. That doggy, yo.
TLC, and then the streaming rights gotta go to either HBO Max because they gonna be paying
Amazon.
Crazy
yo, money. Amazon be yo, Amazon put $1 billion on that Lord of the Rings thing. They got money, dog.
Really? All right, yo, Amazon.
I'm going Amazon really Prime, mind. Baby. What? Hey, after I watch that All or Nothing. I'm going Amazon Prime. Yo.
I'm not going to lie. We're going to have to gatekeep that idea. Nigga, we're going to have to sell this idea or we're going to have to make it our damn selves, bro.
Hey, bro.
I'm
not going to lie. Trademark.
That sounds like a fire.
Trademark.
That sounds like a fire-ass show. Nigga, if I know my mom would watch it and I would watch it, I know it's a fire show.
Say less. We got that.
Wine Wives? Nah, trademark right now.
I ain't going to lie. I ain't going to lie. There's a skit that's going to come up on YouTube that's absolutely... Yo. Yo, the pilot is already in filming by the time this episode comes out. I just want y'all to know. But yo, hey bro, I got a wig. I can do every. I can be every character.
Yo, I'm not gonna lie. We gonna need a foreign couple. Like a foreign couple that just moved into the U.S. Like we gonna need like an Indian or like a Chinese couple because we need to know. We need to know how they roll in their household for sure. We don't discriminate. Need the fat couple. We need the super young couple. We need like the couple that just got the kid. They're like 20. They think they got life. They like, you know, the we need an athlete.
Athlete is hard because they be actually we need like a USFL. Yo. We need like a USFL guy, bro.
Or a nigga that recently retired because of injuries, bro. Like get like Chris Carson. Oh, I'm sorry, Chris Carson, but we need Chris Carson.
Yo, where's Sean Oakman? Dog?
We need Ryan Shazier, my nigga. Bring Ryan Shazier.
I need a note. Yo, Clemson, where Justin Ross at? I need this man on this show. I need every wide receiver that had an ACL injury in college to call me right now.
Yo, I'm not going to lie.
We can't bring you to the NFL, but we can make you famous.
No, I'm not going to lie. That intelligent content lineup for 2025 is looking too sexy. Nigga, Wine Wives. And then you got... Now, we need a show called Failed Wonder Kids just to document the life of the Failed Wonder Kids.
Yo,
we go have this nigga Hashim Mastu.
Yo, forget about the damn, what's it called?
Remember this nigga Halilovic, my nigga? Yo, this nigga gonna make this show.
Yo, by 2025, I reckon that Dele Alli gonna be about ready, bro. Yo, Dele Alli gonna be ready for this, bro.
It'll be great content because that nigga's gonna have to talk about that sex tape of his that got leaked back in the day. Oh my god,
bro. Yo, I need this man Munir to come and explain why he left Barcelona. Nah, we gonna bring Boyan Krkic and we gonna be like, so after they called you the next Messi, why did you decide to go to Germany? what do you do nowadays? Oh, you're a used car salesman. That's great.
You know who I'm going to have to have? We're going to have this nigga Ousmane Dembele. I'm just going to scream at this nigga for 20 minutes. Nigga, why you keep getting injured?
Honestly, hear me out.
Nigga, drink milk.
I got another idea, but this one actually going to have to be copyrighted. So we're going to create a roundtable show. I'm not going to lie. It's just the shop, but way better. So I'm going to get every like bad boy of football and rap. So like I'm talking like I'm gonna do a round table. I'm gonna have Samuel Eto'o, Yaya Toure, and Samir Nasri, and I'm gonna be like, so guys, what do we think about Pep Guardiola? You know, when the UEFA said they were against racism,
How did you feel about the Ballon d'Or votes?
Yo, yo. you forgot about this nigga Thierry Henry, bro. Like, yo, nah, that nigga gotta make the show.
Yo, Thierry Henry gonna come in. I'm gonna be like, yo, did you ever cuss out Arsene Wenger? Yo. When you went to Barcelona and they said that you was gonna get benched.
I'm not gonna lie. We're gonna need an episode with some of the craziest niggas in the game. I'm gonna need a show with Balotelli and Jerome Boateng. Kevin Prince Boateng in the same room, my nigga. I don't care about the rest.
I need that. I'm gonna need
that. Nah, that shit would be lit.
I need Jesse Lingard expeditiously. Jesse Lingard would have to be a wild show. I need him. I'm gonna put and then for the rapper one, I already know. Here's the thing. I'm only taking busts. What I mean by that, Soulja Boy cannot get in because Soulja Boy had a successful career. I need Silento to explain how.
Then he's in jail.
Hey, bro, best believe we're doing live from jail calls. Oh my God. If Gunna's still in jail, if God allows it, Gunna will be on the show. I need Silento. I need the dude who did Juju on that beat. Because how did he go from a hit song to OnlyFans? This is crazy. I need him right there, bro. I need him to explain what happened. I need I Heart Memphis. Because you fumbled a baddie and nobody know you anymore.
I can't lie. This nigga blowing up. He hot on TikTok, I think.
He not hot anymore, bro. He ain't been hot on TikTok for like a year.
Okay, maybe. That's
right. Hey, bro, when's the last time you heard someone say, hey, yo, I got to make a TikTok to this I Heart Memphis song, dog? Yo, respectfully, we got Yeet now. We're in way better times.
Hey, bro, you know, we need, what's this nigga name? The nigga that they replay, my nigga. We never heard of this nigga again.
Oh, I need him. I need, what's his name? Is it Slim Jesus? The white boy that had AKs, bro. I need him.
Yeah, I bet we could book an interview with this nigga right now.
Yo, bro, I'm going on Patreon. Dude, I'm just going to DM their booking agents, and it's going to be like $500 each, and it's going to be fire episode. Matter of fact, I need every single one of P. Diddy's kids, because how did all of y'all fail at rapping, bro? This is insane. This nigga
make music now? He still make music?
Slim Jesus? That shit is ass. Yo.
Yeah, this nigga sound like he sound like Eminem trying to do Detroit boom bap. Whoa, and it's not working.
I need what's his face? I need Smoke Perp expeditiously.
Oh my God.
I need Smoke Perp. I need every cloud rapper ever. I need Wi-Fi's funeral. What happened to this thing? Wow. I need all y'all. I need to know what happened with you guys. Because this summer, I know a guy who did a party with Landon Cube and it flopped. And I was like, that's so tough.
I mean, hey, was he ever that hot? Yo, what happened Landon to that? Cube? I don't know.
Yeah, good song. Yeah, good music. He was one of the few that had good music. And I ain't gonna lie, we're gonna have a watch list. That's a list of niggas that if they have one more album that flops, you guys are coming on the show. I'm talking Denzel Curry. What's the name of the other guy? The guy that everyone pretends that he raps well, but he's really trash. What's his name? Okay, he's not trash, it's just that he's not lyrical. But everybody tries to say he is. The black guy. That sounds so... The black guy. What's the name of the black guy? He has a do-rag.
Yeah. He has a do-rag. Are you talking about Hobson?
No, not Hobson. Hobson already making the show, dog. Yo. No. What's his name? You know, there's Denzel Curry, and then there's the other guy. Like, this is how he raps. He raps like he has a speech impediment. No. Like, he's on the watch list. Like, he's still famous. But, like, he ain't been that cool.
Nigga with a do-rag.
Oh, the guy who did Stokely. The name of his album is Stokely.
Oh no. This nigga go piss off so many people.
What's his name, dog?
Ski Mask the Slum Guy.
Yo! Hey, you about to go back to the slums if you keep rapping like that, my nigga. Hey, yo.
Yo. No, you should just say fucking ex's friend, bro.
Yo, the ex documentary came out. You've been quiet since where you at? You know, with Denzel Curry, at least he's a nut. At least we like Denzel. Like, if he flops, like, at least Denzel was like, you know, he talked about CLB and Donda. We was like, oh, you're still alive? That's cool. Whatever. I ain't heard from you, yeah, bro. You be at festivals and no one knows you. You have no new music. What is Ski Mask? There's been a whole pandemic. What did Ski Mask drop?
He dropped one EP, like, last year.
Name a song off and that's nice.
I forgot.
Don't even say that, bro. You ain't listened to it.
No, I did.
Miss it.
I did, but I forgot. But then it's not like you don't remember.
It's not hot. Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm tired of hearing 16 bars about being an anime fan, bro. I don't care. Oh, you know who I need on the show? The guy who did the anime titty song. You know, like, anime bitches. I look at her titties. I kind of defeat. I need him.
Oh my god! I used to follow this thing.
I need him on the show. Yo, I ain't gonna lie. Down bad podcast fans. Please DM me the name of this guy, cause we need him on the show.
It's my name's Trendy or something.
I don't know what his name is, but I need him. And another guy. I need Kuso Rare, bro. He used to do all the gay parodies of every rap song. And then he just disappeared. One of the biggest fall-offs of YouTube of all time. I need you. I need you on the show, bro.
I need you on the show. That nigga's a crackhead now?
Hey, yo. Hey, yo. Matter of fact, I need Delonte West when he gets out of rehab. Yo. I need this man on the show, dog. But hey, actually, I might have to blur that out. That shit might get me canceled. But hey.
Hey, bro.
Hey, long story short, I got a question for you. I got a real question for you.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Like, you still think, okay, actually, I got a story for you. Because you still think that love is possible. But in the past 48 hours, I've heard wind of a story where I was like, I'm not going to lie, it's impossible. So. If you had a guy who is a med student with high grades, good looking, wears designer, has his own place at the age of 20, like a high-rise luxurious apartment, can cook, cleans for his own place, already has a placement in a hospital, and is well on his way to become a surgeon.
Okay.
Would you say that is, I hate the term high value man, but would you say that is like someone that, like, as a 19, 20 year old, you're like, yeah, like, that's a good.
He got his things on point.
That's one of the best. That's one of the best dating prospects, right?
Well, how tall is he?
Oh, he probably like 5'11". He's not short, but he's not tall.
Okay. What's his race?
Oh, he's Asian. That credit score is immaculate. Oh, his credit score is immaculate. No, like, he got everything going for him.
Okay, so yeah, he got value, yeah, for sure.
He got value, right?
100%.
Now, what if I told you? That in this current dating economy, that wasn't enough for someone. Like, to the point where the person was like, nah, like, I don't rock with you because you ain't got stuff going on. Yeah, right? You'd be like, you're delusional. You're deluded, fam.
I mean, then again, context does matter. Like, maybe that nigga's an NPC. Maybe that nigga can't give a good dick.
I'm gonna tell you right off. He definitely not an NPC. Like, you've met him and you can say he's not an NPC. I just can't drop the name on a pod. But, okay. No, he's definitely not an NPC. Like, he got, nah, he got personality. When it comes to him slinging dick, I wouldn't know. I
hope not.
I ain't dick watching, respectfully. All right. But, nah, the best context I can give you is, she likes rappers. Yes, she likes rappers from our hometown, and that's really the best I can say without revealing too much. And basically the complaint was that he was too much of a college kid. Like that's kind of what the complaint was. But the thing is that he's a hyper responsible college kid. And again, he is going to college. Like, what are you supposed to do on 19, 20? Like, what do you expect him to do? Like, you want him to run his own business? He about to be a whole doctor. Like,
yeah, I can't lie. That's what I meant by when I was talking about earlier is that, but then again, I don't know what this, like, yeah, he might have, but like, we don't know him when it's Tom, you know what I mean? Like, we don't know him when it's on that one-on-one shit, like, how he treats the women, like, and I'm not saying that he's not that type of guy. I'm just saying, like, that's me assuming that this nigga was on his shit, treating her well and all that. That just proves that, you know, she clearly is taking a nigga for granted. Again, what's I'm saying, that's what it is. Like, especially at this age, a lot of women do be taking, you know, these dudes for granted, and it's like they gonna run to the dude that shows them less attention and that treats them like shit or doesn't have his things together but flashing a lot of things or that are able to give them fast. Like, yo, a lot of them are they love these rappers, scammers and all them because it's that fast lifestyle and it gives them a little rush, you know what I'm saying? That little excitement of getting caught and it's like kind of fetish. You know what I mean? It's a kind of fetish. Mm-hmm. And like, it's sad that it's like this, but then again, a lot of these women, they grow out of it. That's the good thing. Some of them, you know, get through it. Some of them clearly don't because they're still doing that.
What is the equivalent for guys?
And for guys, it's honestly the Barbie. It's the Barbie. What I mean by the Barbie, it's that phase where, you know, you only care about looks. And I don't care what arguments like y'all niggas give me. We've all had that phase where it's like, look, I'm not gonna lie, that chick is too bad, but like she got too much going on. I'm talking about too much makeup and, you know, looks good. And what I mean by that type of Barbie is those type of immature girls that got clout on IG and that be searching for that attention. And that's who these dudes are. That's who these dudes are going for. You know what I mean? And sometimes they bag him. I know a couple of friends that bag these type of girls. I'm not even going to mention no names because that's going to give it away. But
what?
But, hey, you go for these type of Barbies. You go for these type of Barbies. And look, sometimes it works. Sometimes it doesn't. And you get into some interesting arguments, interesting situations, interesting relationships. And look, that's what it is because, you know, as a dude, and it's like, you know, if you're gonna date some chick, I'm not gonna lie, like, attraction is the first thing you see. Like, you see how good the chick look, that's the first thing you see. Like, that's what you base your initial, that's the entry fee, bro. It's the attraction level. But once you're there, you can't just stop and be like, nah, she too bad, I want her. Nah, I'm the first to say, I have purposely fumbled bags with good looking girls because their personality was fucking shit, or they had an attitude problem.
But did you have
an ego problem?
But did you get that Barbie phase where you were like, "I'll let that slide because you bad"?
Yes.
And how'd you grow out of it?
Because I realized how fucking slow I was.
Hey, I mean,
like, I realized mid talking to the person, and I'm like, "Yo, what the fuck am I doing?" Like, I literally had a. Literally was basically dating this Barbie, like, model. Like, she has clout on IG, like, more than 10,000 followers. Good-looking woman. Got her things together. money, all that. Like, honestly, like, in terms of status and, like, all that, that's definitely the biggest chick I've talked to, quote unquote. And then again, it's a chick that I've regret. I don't regret stop that I stopped talking to her. I don't regret that shit because she didn't, like, she had a big ego problem. And to me, it's like, look, I'm not going to date you if you have a fucking ego. And then again, it's like, that's what a lot of these Barbies got, bro. Like, you got to find a girl that, I'm not saying the chick got to be ugly. Not at all. You could still find a lot of attractive women that know how to conduct themselves. Yeah, it's got to be down to earth. 100%. But the personality got to matter in the fucking rating. You know what I mean? Like, a chick got to be a 25 looks-wise, but then, you know what I mean? In that 25, you know, you're supposed to include the personality badges if you're going cuff. You got to include the personality badges in there.
That's fair. That's fair. For my niggas that need a translation, this show is officially sponsored by the out of 30 rating because out of 10 is way too little. So what we mean is that if you're 19, like, you're bad. Like, you're already bad.
Right.
Already
facts,
bad.
Facts.
But, like, you already, you don't even got to worry, bro. You are top tiered. But.
And 19 is what? Like 8.5? Technically. 19 is like an 8.
It's like a high 7, low 8, let's say.
Exactly.
Don't do the math on it. Just take our word for it. But, right. Yeah, let's say you're 18. But your personality is like a 10 out of 10.
Right.
You're bumped to like 26. You're bumping to 26.
Basically.
You're bumping to 26. So the 25 is very reachable. But it is true that, like, I don't know, man. It's like how your standards are different for hooking up versus for cuffing, right? It's like you need a lot more for me to share my time. And my everyday time with you. And I don't even mean that in a sort of ego way. I mean that in like a, my life is focused on enjoying my time and having pleasure and meaningful memories with people that I like. And I don't want to look back and be like, I spent all this time with someone that I didn't really fuck with like that.
Yeah.
So.
Nah. But quick side note, because the way we use the ratings, like, when with the example, like, I'm not saying that, like, I'm not going to lie, like, it's really just, it's looks-based. Like, the out of 30 is just looks-based. But, like, then again, it's, like, as a girl, like, to me, like, you just got to look good. And like you said, you just got to be an 18 and above. And to us, that's totally good enough. But the thing is, it's like, what's going to make or break you is it's your personality / your values and all that. That's what's going to make or break you. Because like you said, the ratings for a hookup, it's different. Bad,
but I'm not going to, like, I'm not even going to, like, take you into account for dating unless I like what you're doing now. Like, to be honest, I really don't. Like, I don't even think about that if I'm not rocking with your sort of personality. And, like, I'm going to talk about that in the near future because I ain't going to lie, guys. There's a TikTok episode that's going to come out. and it's going to be good. But, like, for real, like, y'all gonna see, like, if I can't rock with you in any sort of way past physical, like, you're not even gonna get calculated. You're not gonna get calculated. And then you might be like, oh, well, yo, was I just a hookup? Whatever. Like, don't worry about it. I'm gonna tell you, like, yo, what we doing tonight? Like, you're not.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not
gonna. Quick side note, too. I must say, just to clarify, you having a good personality, it's going to help a lot of y'all niggas. Actually, it accounts for niggas too. Like, honestly.
It accounts for everyone.
For both genders.
Don't
both
be an NPC. 20,
No.
22, bro. Stop being an NPC.
Yes, but sometimes, like, first of all, you saying stop being an NPC, that's like telling a robot not to be a robot. That shit don't work. Anyways. Being nice does not equal having a good personality. I'm going to repeat it. Being nice does not equal having a good personality. I've literally recently, I've been on a date with this girl, and can't lie, you know, girl is attractive, and the girl, she's a nice girl. But the personality badges were not there. You know what I mean? Like, as more to just being nice and like, yeah, but that's like, that's things that should come, like, not come naturally, but that's some things that you should already have. I don't feel like you should use being nice as a personality. Your personality is your interests, your hobbies, like, your experiences, what you're into. Like, that's what personality is, like, your music taste, like, all that, that accounts as your personality. So when I see that and I start talking to you and, you know, there's a certain type of, there's a certain type of way you talk to me, there's, you know, there's a certain type of way you're interested in talking to me, you bring out some things, you know, you have interesting things about you, you know, your music taste is fire, you have, we have similar fucking, just, there's things, like, let's say, like, if a chick tells me she loves watching football, I'm not gonna lie, I'm gonna very much consider about dating.
I'm bumping you up one. Like, if you like any sort of sport and like you're really, like you're really involved in the watching part, I'm talking like, like you got your favorite team, you know, the players.
Yeah.
Like, when the rumors come out, you be listening to that shit. Yo, I'm bumping.
And you send me that shit.
I'm bumping.
And she sends me that.
I'm bumping you three. If you send me that, if we're talking about it,
actually. Yo, wait. Hold on, hold on. I have a question. What if she got the notifications on for all the bombs, bro? Every sport.
Like,
I'm talking about.
Okay. If you follow,
I'm talking
Woj,
about.
If you follow Woj, Schefter, and Shams,
yes, you're
bumped up three instantly. Instantly, you're bumped up three because, like, you know ball. Like, you know ball. You know ball. Like, I'm not. I'm going to be honest. I'm not the type of guy that, like, a girl will be like, oh, I like watching the NBA, and I'm like, name every player. Like, no, you like watching the NBA, that's a plus one. Your favorite team is not the Raptors, that's a plus one.
Mm-hmm. That's facts.
You follow all three of them, that's a plus one. Bang, easy. Mm-hmm. That's easy, dog.
And honestly, to me, you add a point if you're kind of watching it, but just because you see how much I love it, you're willing to watch with me and learn and eventually become that type of girl, I'm not going to lie. To me, that's a dub personality point.
That's fair.
That's fair. A dub to me.
That's fair.
Because it's like, it's going to help me, like, it's going to be fun for me to be like, yo, like, you know, this is how it works and, like, this is what I like. And then, you know, you start to get into it. Honestly, that's going to make me happy. It's like, sure, it's like putting my friends on, you know, a rapper or like some show or some shit. That's cool as hell. But it's the same thing, but it's your girl. Like, it's different. Mm. It's better. You know what I mean?
100%. I agree. I'm still not getting married, but I agree for sure.
Facts.
I agree for sure. 100%. I can't lie though. I gotta hit you with one more thing.
Yeah.
Before we leave. So I've said this podcast numerous times that I believe personally that Tom Brady is the greatest white man of all time. Because Jesus Christ is not white. So Tom Brady is the greatest white man of all time. You know, we've seen Jeff Bezos and Bill Gates get divorced, and now it's not looking good for Tom Brady.
Yes, sir.
Like, you know, Bill Belichick gave him 6 rings. He won another one with the Bucks.
Uh-huh.
He don't got enough fingers for Giselle. Hey, he gotta take when he's posing, he has to take that ring off. Like, everybody knows that. Mm-hmm. So, if Tom Brady divorces, is this the end of marriages? Like, is it, like, marriage is in the mud right now? You're struggling.
I mean, brother, you're not wrong. Like, it's just like, you can't divorce the, okay, that's the thing, right? It's like, to me, it's like, hey, I can't speak on the relationship. At the end of the day, I can't really speak on it, but I will speak on it because I got a podcast, bitch, so fuck you. But, like, nigga, let's keep it a buck. We already said, you said Tom Brady's the, you claimed to have Tom Brady as the greatest white man of all time.
All time.
Now, another thing that's not debatable is the fact that he's the greatest football player of all time. Not skill-wise, just saying he's just the greatest. It's not even questioned. as you're marrying this guy that has to have the, honestly, the biggest damn drive, because at 45 years old, you're still playing the sport. You're not even, you're still healthy. You're still playing well. You led the league in passing touchdowns and passing yards last year. You damn near got robbed of an MVP. You take this guy and you're like, look, you have to understand that this guy is not only committed to his job and his career. This dude has played, he's damn near played in the NFL more than he has not played in the NFL.
Yep.
That's absolutely crazy. But what do you expect from, like, I understand, like, yo, I mean, there's been a lot of speculations that Giselle was unhappy because, you know, he didn't value his family life, which, facts, this nigga clearly doesn't. This nigga want to win.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. No, I think he values it. Barely. I just think that, yo, a Super Bowl is a Super Bowl. Like, yo, as I said, one ring versus 6-7. Like, yo, I need to make sure that my goat case is safe and sound, because I saw Drew Brees lose all his records within 3 games. yo, Drew Brees was the highest passing yards leader of all time for 3 weeks. I need to make sure my shit's safe. Hey, bro, that nigga really, baby, I just need like 5,000 more yards for that shit to last 20 years. That's it. Look, Ben Roethlisberger retired. That's one less nigga I need to worry about.
It's like, over. Yo. Nah, like,
and anyways, here's the thing too.
Yep.
Just sounds like 44. Who are you gonna remarry? You got like 2-3 kids. You're gonna remarry someone, and it's not gonna be, because here's the thing, we know you only date white guys.
Right.
It's not gonna be Tom Brady.
Right.
It's not gonna be Tom freaking Brady. It's not gonna be Tom Brady. Right. Let's be real. It's not gonna be him. And then it is what it is. It's just not gonna be him. And then going up next, you're like, okay, I got who? Like, you're Brazilian. Maybe you date Neymar or something. I don't know. That's not Tom Brady. Neymar don't even got Champions League. We talk about Tom freaking Brady here.
He do have a Champions
League. And then this man Tom.
He do have a Champions League.
Yo, let's be for real. Rakitic won that shit for him. Yo, let's be for real. Let's be for real now. But hey, Tom Brady about to retire and be a part-time commentator for the same amount of money. Where do you think his free time is gonna go? That man has 3 practices a week. That man has 3 practices a week that he's just not gonna have. He's gonna go home and spend that time with you. Naturally, obviously.
But I'm not gonna lie. I would feel like absolute dookie. If I was Tom Brady's kids. Cause think about it, bro. Your dad never there. Like
your dad's.
It's Tom not Brady. Like right, 100%. But then again, it's like
your dad is Tom Brady.
Yo, you know it's fun. You know it's crazy when this nigga Mike Evans spends more time with my dad than me.
Yo,
you know how crazy I would feel.
Yo, Mike Evans brings this kid to practice. Tom Brady's focused. Yo, that's the difference. That's the difference between the GOAT and y'all scrubs, man. Y'all bring your kids to practice. Tom Brady brings his helmet. Hey, bro, I'm sorry. Personally, your father's Tom Brady, bro. Like, if you wait one more year or, like, maybe one more Super Bowl, he's going to be there. By the time you're a teenager, he's going to be at the house, and you're going to be like, damn, I miss when it was just me in my $30 million house with all the games that I ever wanted. Now I got this annoying dad in the couch, and every time I talk to him, he's like, how many rings you got? Like, we've seen Shaq. You see how Shaq is? Like, he's a great dad. But damn near, if his kids say anything, he's like, why don't you go pay your damn self? Isn't life much easier when you just got the card and you just tap it? Like, yeah, you want your dad in your life. But, like, Tom Brady still kisses his kids and stuff. Like, yo, it's not like he's a deadbeat. He paying the rent. Like, yo.
That's facts. That's facts.
Yeah. Like, come on, bro. Like, bro, we seen Drew Brees, bro. Drew Brees looked like he want to shoot himself in every damn picture. You think Tom Brady don't know that?
Yo. I think the only reason why Giselle acting like this is because she could say that she has more money than him. But that's the only reason why.
Maybe not anymore,
but she used to.
Don't anymore. She used to for like the first 10 years of his career. And then Tom Brady got the Gillette. Got the Gillette sponsorship, and it was over, bro. Be for real. Be for real, bro.
Hey, maybe.
Tom Brady got it. Got the braces, and now he's good. He cut his hair. It's done, bro.
Yo, I can't lie. I am manifest. I gotta interview this. We gotta have this nigga on the bottle.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm gonna be smoking that za with Tom Brady. I'm gonna be the first man to get Tom Brady on camera smoking that za.
Even Look, I just want to sip wine with this nigga. Just talk crazy. Because I got to know
what... I ain't going to lie. That is a crazy... I just want to sip wine with a nigga. That is... you got to say pause.
After I mean, very pause, but like, it's not pause. It's Tom Brady.
That's a mess. Hey, bro. I want to say... Hey, making it a white man don't make it better. That's still a massive pause.
Look, all I'm saying is I got to... Hey, but this nigga got to come through on the bottle, but we going to have
this discussion. I agree. I ain't gonna lie, for the next like 12 months, y'all gonna be hearing about the bottle on the podcast. Y'all not gonna know what it is. Just know Tom Brady's coming.
Keep waiting, bro. Hey, bro. We gonna have this nigga on the show before LeBron.
I need Michael Irvin on the bottle. Damn. I need Michael Irvin to talk to every college wide receiver that had a torn ACL. I need Michael Irvin and Justin Ross in the same room. I need Michael Irvin and Josh Gordon talking about how to not get suspended. Because on one side, you got Michael Irvin, who was in a room full of cocaine and beat the case. And on the other side, you got Josh Gordon, who couldn't beat
the case. I'm not going to lie, that would be a fire epi. That would be a fire epi, but I feel like the better epi will just bring in most of the diva receivers. So, like, I'm going to have my nigga Chad. I'm going to have Chad Ochocinco, Terrell Owens, Antonio Randy Brown. Moss.
Antonio Brown.
Oh, my God.
I ain't even going to lie, bro. If I have enough money, I'm giving Antonio Brown his own show. I don't even care what it's about. I'm going to tell him, yo, bro, what you want to talk about? Just here you go.
We need that Donda sponsorship, bro.
I'll pay you $5 million a year to talk about Ben Roethlisberger. That's it. Yo. Just tell me about Mike Tomlin and Big Ben. That's all I need.
Damn.
That's all I need, baby.
We gonna get so sued.
Who? Me? Baby. Hey. Here's what we do. So we create a company under IC, and we transfer all the lawsuits to the company, and then we declare bankruptcy. That's how all the rich niggas do it. Anyways, guys, after this great financial advice, this has been Down Bad Podcast. We back, baby.
We back, motherfucker.
Hey, y'all, come take on, care. Man.